You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome back to another episode of Self Care and Chill with Molly, everybody's favorite self care and relationship podcast. I don't want to toot my own horn. I really don't. But if the car got a horn and it needs a little tooting, then I think that I can do the job. Hopefully everybody is having a great Sunday or Saturday or whatever day you're listening to this podcast. I'm just grateful to be here. Right now, we are doing the 21-Day Softest Life Challenge. On the Softest Life, you could download a free calendar and get started with 21 days of self-care. We will be not dropping a new calendar. And unfortunately, the new calendar won't be free, y'all. The new calendar will be $1 or $2 so that it could pay for the emails that I have to send out. I didn't even factor in the fact that because I want to send emails to y'all and updates throughout your challenge, that I have to pay for emails because there is such a long emails list. But hopefully you guys don't mind supporting by paying $1 for your calendar. Because so many people are loving a calendar. So many people I've been watching take care of themselves, show up for themselves, do things with their children, do things with their partner. And I love that so much. So I definitely want to turn this into something monthly, if not monthly, every other month. So if you aren't following The Softest Life, make sure you go tune in and download your free calendar. It's in the must-have section in thesoftestlife.com or The Softest Life on Instagram. Recaps that have been going on with me. What has been recapping? Yesterday was date night with my man. I've been recording a few different things so that I can give like a Softest Life update and make a video for y'all. I prioritized that I wanted to spend time with my man yesterday, so I arranged for her to go with her aunt. Her and my son found a place. Well, he kind of found the place for us to eat at. But I want you guys to know that when you have children or when you're so wrapped up in a routine, it's so important that you prioritize your partner sometimes and getting that quality time in. It felt so good to just get dressed, look good. I smelled good. My man looked good. He smelled good. We went out to eat. We walked around a little bit. We got some cookies, some from Insomnia. Like, it was just such a good, quiet vibe. No kids around. No breastfeeding. No mom, I'm hungry. None of that. It was just me and my man enjoying some food and some vibes with each other. And I just, like, felt super giddy, like, on a ride back, on our way home. Like, I just felt so happy and so good. Like, I kept telling him, like, I enjoyed myself so much. I had such a great time with you. What else has been going on? I've been working on my fifth book, So Much to Unlearn Together. It's coming along really, really good. I'm super proud and excited about that. I can't even believe that it's been freaking 2 years since I dropped my last book. Like, time just goes by fast. I don't even know what's happening with the time. Azai's in school. He's a good brother. He doesn't clean his room. If you guys have any tips or suggestions how to, like, get my son to start cleaning his room more often, I am really, really, like, here to listen. So send a DM to the Self Care and Chill podcast page, because my son's room is consistently trifling. And, yeah, it doesn't matter. If I take something away, I threaten him, he'll clean it. But it's like he can't maintain a clean room at all. But I guess he is young, but it's like I'm so tired of cleaning his dirty room. And, yeah, I feel like that is it. If you guys aren't following my YouTube, Molly the Writer, last week I gave some advice on the YouTube. So make sure y'all go to the YouTube and like and subscribe. I just dropped a new video on my birthday story. I want you guys to drop comments to let me know what the next topics should be on YouTube. Or even if you have any questions about having a natural at-home birth, drop some comments on the video today and let me know what you think. Because if you guys not fucking with the YouTube and you don't like it, I won't do it. I'll just keep doing the podcast. But when y'all over there and y'all leaving comments and y'all liking the videos, then y'all letting me know y'all like it, so then I'm going to keep doing it. If I feel like nobody even watching this shit, I'm not going to be going out my way to waste my time. Why waste my time and stress myself out trying to create more content for y'all and y'all don't even need that? So that's how I feel about that. Other than that, yeah, nothing really been going on in my life. Packing orders. That's really what I do all day. Pack orders and try to relax and self-care every day of my life. So I was going through the DMs on Instagram trying to figure out what's today's topic going to be about. And I ran across this question. Hey, Maui, I love you so much and you've gotten me through so much. Yes, girl. Thank you. I love when people start it off with a compliment. The topic I need you to discuss is moving on. She got it in all caps. I mean, she's not fucking playing with me. And listen, I suffered two major losses. My mom passed and I just ended my year-long relationship. The relationship was very hard and toxic. I lost myself and he was very harsh and critical. How do I pick myself up and move on? I feel like I'm falling apart. I know this might be outside of the whole relationship scope, but please help me. I can't even look in the mirror. I lost all my self-esteem. Please help. Thanks so much. When I read this message, I want everybody to pull their phone out right now. Yes, pull your phone out right now and download this song. Reflection by Christina Aguilera. Soon as she sent a message about she can't even look herself in the mirror, that song just started playing in my head. You know, who is that girl I see staring straight back at me? When will my reflection show who I am inside? I know I'm probably offbeat, but download this song. I really feel like I used to love listening to that song when I was younger, and it just really brought memories back for how I used to just feel as a child of like really not knowing myself, really not having nobody, really just like I feel like when I was a child, I just felt like I was really, really in this world alone, like figuring, I just didn't fit in nowhere. I felt like an orphan. I wasn't an orphan though, but like, you know how people got friend groups and like friends, like I just felt like I just didn't know where in this world did I belong? Like where did I fit in? So topic of moving on, I want y'all to know, like I've said this in other episodes, the goal is not to get through anything. I mean, the goal is not to get over anything, it's to get through it. So I feel like sometimes when we talk about moving on or we talk about getting over somebody, I want y'all to know that we are getting through. And with getting through, we don't know how long the travel time is. We don't know how long it might take to get to the light at the end of the tunnel, but all we know is that every day we're going to make positive steps into the right direction and take it one day at a time. And with doing that is feeling everything that I need to feel. With doing that is knowing that some days is going to be easier, some days it's going to be harder than others, but every day I'm making the effort. I don't know what it's like to lose a parent, but I know what it's like to lose people close, and that's hurtful. So the pain of losing your mom, like my heart goes out to you because I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine what it's like to navigate through this world and carrying it. But one thing I know with people that I've lost in my life, I find comfort in knowing that these people are now my guardian angels. I know that they are guiding me in this life. I know that they have elevated to a higher ranking of their role to show up for me. So they might not be here in a physical form, but I know that I got ancestors and I know that I got people and I know that I have people watching over me consistently. I might can't see you or feel you or touch you, but I know that you're here. And little things that might remind you of your mom that you maybe it's like, oh, I can't believe this show came on or this used to be me and my mom's favorite movie. Like, I feel like those are little signs that the people that you love want you to pick up on, like that they still around and they still looking out for you. So I definitely feel like when we grieving, feeling everything that we need to feel and being gentle with ourselves, thinking of the good times, knowing that this person isn't too far away from me, and really just feeling everything I need to feel. If today I'm sad and I don't feel like doing shit, that's okay. Like, if I'm depressed tomorrow and I want to lay in bed and eat ice cream, that's okay. And I'm going to do what I need to do for me, so that eventually I could get in a more better, productive, healthier, and happier space, because that's what the person who loved me would be wanting me to do. Now, onto the topic of this raggedy ass man that you was in a relationship with, who beat you down emotionally, had so much smart shit to say, got you feeling bad about yourself, being harsh, critical, and all of that stuff. Let me tell you something, okay? If anybody in here ever read the Four Agreements, one of the agreements is don't take nothing personal. When people could freaking break you down or make you feel insecure or do any of that shit, they don't be doing nothing but projecting their own insecurities onto you. Every negative quality that you could point out into me is only a direct reflection of how you feel inside. People literally be freaking emotional nasty. They be garbage inside. They be emotional wrecks inside, and they be wanting other people to feel the exact same way, so they project. People be a hot ass mess internally. They might look good on the outside and stuff like that. Might be charming, handsome. But some people are really a raggedy mess inside. And you can tell by how they treat other people and how they try to make other people feel. So one thing I want you to know is look back on that shit and not take none of it personal. But be more in tune with the type of nasty battle he must have been fighting within himself to try to make you feel that way. And I know that the whole affirmation should be sounding cliche. But affirmations go a long way. For you to leave out a relationship and you feel like your self-esteem is not going. I mean, your self-esteem is going. You don't feel like yourself. Listen, y'all. We're going to do a quick story time. Real, real fast. We ain't going to make it too deep. But affirmations really have gotten me so far. Being in one of the relationships that I was in. Maybe two. I'm going to say two. I'm not even going to say one. I'm charging this on both of these men. In different ways they showed up for me in like very trifling ways that really messed with my self-esteem. And one of the relationships that I was in, they will always talk about my poetry and how my poetry doesn't have no substance. It's not that good. And made me always just feel mediocre. Made me always feel like I had to prove myself like how good I was or prove myself like why they should be with me. Like constantly making me feel like nothing I did was good enough. And I carried that like for a long time of like not knowing what kind of qualities I liked about myself, not wanting to share my poetry with people because in my mind, they're not good enough. They're like, nobody would like them. Like those things were in my mind. So I really was like inside of a shell of not allowing people to see certain parts of me. Cause I felt like the things that I loved, that I personally loved the most about myself, the things that I felt like made me were not that good. Okay. Me loving myself as a writer and how creative I am and how loving I am. I don't want to share those parts with me with the world because they're going to think it's corny or they're not going to like it. They're not going to think it's that good. And then going into another relationship. And it's crazy because if you look at the patterns of the people that you've been with, a lot of the time, it's the same person in different bodies or with a few different qualities. And then to go into another relationship with somebody that did the same thing, like to try to break me down emotionally, but on a way different scale. More on a scale of you need to lose weight or you should get a tummy tuck or maybe you should get like a mommy makeover. Or, yeah, your face is getting fat, you gain weight, that happy weight going. Like, really, like, just constantly talking about my weight, constantly talking about how I wore my hair. And it's crazy, like, when I look back on it, because why would I want to be laying next to a person that makes me feel like that, that doesn't even make me feel beautiful? Why would I want to be sharing my body with a person that I feel like is breaking me down emotionally or making me like not feel good about myself? And the crazy part about it is he would say stuff about my weight and it would just make me depressed and it would make me want to eat something. So it ain't like it was making me depressed and making me starve myself. I'm actually in the mood for a fucking cheesesteak now because of you. So people don't understand the value of positive reinforcements and stuff like that, or saying things that's positive to your partner that you want them to change or whatever. Or if it's a problem to you, then you need to work on it with me, or you need to mind your goddamn business if I don't think it's a problem. People really need to keep their opinions to themselves. But being in that second relationship, oh my gosh, I was in an emotionally dark low place. Like I would be comparing myself to other people. Like I wouldn't feel good about like how I dressed, how I looked. Like I just constantly felt like I wasn't good enough. And even like what I was just talking about, like at the beginning of the podcast of saying, like, I don't know where I fit in the world when I was younger. I feel like I ended up in situations with people who would make me feel like the little girl that didn't know where she fit in, who would make me feel like I didn't belong anywhere or I'm not good enough. So now that I'm thinking about it, for me to feel like that as a child and then go be in relationships with people who made me feel the exact same way, I'm constantly going through. Listen, anybody say anything to me now about weight, anything, I say, stop projecting, worry about yourself. But I'm constantly reminding myself of the things that I love about me. And that's so important, y'all. On this journey, it's so important for you to really, like, we look in the mirror, like when we doing our makeup and shit, but it's really important for you to really look in the mirror. Today, if I'm giving y'all any type of homework, today, look in the mirror. Like, just don't, like, when is the last time that you really just been, like, look at yourself, like, fixed your eyebrows, like, damn, my eyebrows are growing, they look nice, like, really looked in the mirror and, like, admired your features, not picked them apart, not looked in the mirror and said, I need to get my eyebrows done, they look a mess, or damn, freaking, I'm breaking out again, my skin look dry as shit, or damn, I need some chapstick, or damn, I need to pluck my eyebrows, pluck my chin hair, like, I need to exfoliate. When the last time that you looked in the mirror and admired how beautiful you are and didn't pick yourself apart? So excuse me if I got to walk around with some affirmations all the time to constantly remind myself of how beautiful I am or how wonderful I am, how amazing. I'm an amazing friend, okay? To know me is to love me. I'm funny. Listen, I'm smart. I'm educated. I'm a great mom. I'm a chef. Ask my man. So many wonderful qualities. And on the days when I'm in the bed and I don't feel like doing shit and I feel unproductive, I still have to remind myself of how wonderful and worthy I am, even when I'm not productive. How wonderful and worthy we are, even with allowing ourselves to be in a relationship that will make us feel that way. I'm still beautiful. I'm still worthy. I'm still a great person. Even if I was at a place in my life where I couldn't remember that and I allowed somebody to treat me less than how I should be treated, I'm still those things. I'm still those things. I don't give a fuck what I tolerated in the past, what I allowed somebody to get away with. I'm still those things, even if there was moments where I could not remember it. Even if there were moments where I loved somebody so much, I allowed them to treat me how they see fit, I'm still that girl. Ain't shit change. Okay? Ain't shit change. Even if there has been moments in my life where I allow people to get away with stuff and treat me or make me feel less than how I see myself, I'm still that girl. You better know it. And we got to constantly be tapped into that. And if we're not constantly tapped into that, let me tell you something. You will be walking around here in relationships and friendships with people as if you're the lucky one. Like, I'm just so lucky to have you. I'm blessed, yes. In some instances, I'm blessed to have my man. I'm blessed to be with somebody who loves me as much as he loves me. And he's blessed too. He's blessed to be with somebody that feels the same way. But not only am I blessed, but I'm deserving, okay? So I'm not walking around here over-loving and trying to get him to love me even more. I'm loving you the way you want me to love you, but I'm not walking around here allowing somebody to take advantage of my love and not getting poured back into because I'm just grateful to have company. I'm just grateful to go to sleep with somebody or to have a partner. That's not how I see it. I'm not doing nothing just because I'm grateful or I should be appreciative. So yesterday somebody had replied to one of the quotes that I posted on Instagram, and I said, if you truly believed you were worthy of what you wanted and you would be able to be disciplined and patient, but instead you settle for crumbs knowing it would never fill you up just so that you don't feel as if you're going without something. And somebody messaged me and said, well, sometimes it's just hard accepting loneliness as a single mother of babies that never asked to do the journey alone while trying to find herself. It's tough, Maui, but I appreciate you. I stay listening and reading your books. Let me tell y'all mom something, okay? That's more of a reason that you shouldn't be settling because your baby is watching you. That's more of your kids is watching you. So yesterday on one of the podcasts my mom watched on YouTube, she was like, "You said you see me in toxic relationships. Why would you say that?" I said, "Because it's true." Don't be offended. A lot of people, mamas was on in toxic relationships. And she said, "Girl, I wasn't in no relationships when he was old." Like a lot of the, she tried to say like a lot of the relationships that she was in was when I was younger. And I'm like, that's the point. A lot of parents think that kids are not understanding or don't know what's going on. And they do. Your kids are smarter than what you give them credit for. Your kids are more smarter than what you choose to give them credit for. You think that they don't know and they don't understand, and they really do. So, and it's no situation or no circumstance that you should feel like, you know what, well, mama, you don't understand. I got five kids. I need to settle for crumbs. No. I said this the other day to somebody. You don't have to settle if you love in the way that you're looking to be loved. I love other people this way. Why do I have to get the short end of the stick? If I'm constantly going out my way for people, I'm constantly being the one that pours so much and loving so hard. Why the fuck I gotta be the one to get the short end of the stick? Why somebody else can't get the short end of the stick sometimes? The fuck? Why somebody can't end up with me and say, I tried to love her and she ain't loved me enough? Why that can't be the damn ending? Why it's always me loving somebody so damn much and I get hurt? And that shit hurts real bad. Why that always gotta be the way the story ends? Why the story can't ever go the opposite way? All I know is majority of us love too hard for us to decide to settle, for us to decide that we won't constantly go out our way in a relationship with somebody and put effort in, and there's no effort being poured back into the shit. A lot of y'all pouring effort into people and situations, and they're not putting no effort in to make this work with you. A lot of y'all are in this alone. Just like the person who sent the message and she had to leave the relationship and they was doing all this. Imagine how much she had to carry in that relationship alone just for the person that she cared about to be breaking her down emotionally. A lot of y'all are in the exact same type of relationships. In relationships with people who breaking y'all down emotionally or spiritually, or just don't make y'all feel good about yourselves, or don't make you feel like somebody, this person even loves me. If you got to look at a person and wonder, why the fuck you even with me if you feel this way? Why are you even with me if you would say something like that? If you got to ask yourself those type of questions, shit, a lot of times people will be with you because it's convenient. Or because they need a place to stay. That'd be the hard truth. A lot of people don't be wanting to accept. Some of y'all are with people that are bums and they are looking for shelter. They're homeless and they are using you for shelter and they fell and they're not in love. Because people are users and manipulators. And if they catch us slipping, then we'll accept this because we just happy to have some company. We just grateful that we ain't got to go to bed alone. If we allow them to catch us slipping, then we think that shit ain't as bad as it really is. Now here we are looking in the mirror and we don't know what we love about ourselves no more. We starting from ground zero trying to figure this shit out all over again. I don't want...
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Nobody falling apart. I don't want messages saying, listen, I don't want to look in the mirror. So the person that sent that question in, listen, let me tell you something. Tap back into who you is, who you are, who you want to be. Even if you got to freaking be like Mary Jane and write affirmations and little sticky notes on your mirror. If you got to put some sticky notes in your mirror to say, I'm a badass bitch, get into it. Listen, I'm funny, I'm smart, I'm a great cook, I'm loved. If I got to have sticky notes all over my goddamn mirror constantly reminding me of who I am, then I'm going to do it. Anything that I need to do to show up for myself the way I need to be showing up for. That's it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm doing whatever it takes when it comes to me. Because it's so important that I feel good. I talk to myself more than anybody else talked to me throughout the day. I talk to myself all day long. Shit, I'm talking to myself right now. I got to make sure the things that I'm saying her are kind. The things that I'm saying to her are nice. That I'm not being hard on her. And if there's anything about yourself that you don't like, change it. Change it then. If you don't like some shit about yourself, work on it. But you sitting around feeling sorry for yourself ain't going to do shit. It ain't no affirmation in the world that's going to change how you feel about you if you don't really feel that way. But one thing I know, if it's some shit about yourself that you don't like, baby steps is still progress, even if we take one step every day at a time. If it's something about yourself that you want to change, work on it every day. Because I know it's, that's my dog barking in the background, y'all. I know if some of y'all that's going to feel like, well, Molly, I've been trying the affirmations and it's just not working. Okay, so maybe we need to do a different kind of work. Maybe we really need to get out there in the field and we need to go to the gym. Or we need to start doing yoga. Or we might need to start meditating. Or we might need to start going back to school or reading books. Or apply for a new job or go for that promotion. If we doing affirmations and we feel like the affirmations ain't work, maybe we really need to get out there in the field and really need to freaking put some work in to be a completely different version of ourselves. Listen. Then the affirmations might hit different. After I'm leaving the gym and I'm saying, damn, girl, what you losing weight? You looking good. Applying for a new job and getting it. Damn, girl, that's how you feeling? That's how you feeling? I see you out here with the new job. I see you out here getting your master's degree. I see you out here finishing books, making promises to yourself with a yoga class. Listen, sometimes that's how the affirmations need to go. Sometimes the affirmations ain't going to work if you in the mirror lying to yourself about some shit that ain't true. You are so beautiful and productive, and every day you're doing your best. And then you go lay down. You don't do nothing with your hair. You don't do nothing productive today. And you freaking message me and say, Molly, I don't feel like the affirmations is working. Damn, can you meet the affirmation halfway? Because let me tell you something about the affirmation. The goal is to eventually you're going to believe what you're saying. Even if right now you don't believe what the affirmation is, you eventually will. Every affirmation that I say to myself, I believe. The only thing that I have said to myself that I truly in my heart do not believe is that my butt is getting bigger. Walking past the mirror and saying, girl, your butt getting big. No, the fuck it's not. Oh, stop. I'm not going to say stuff that's just blatantly not freaking true. But I did buy some protein powder and I plan to start lifting more in the gym. Okay. I want to know that I at least tried. I at least tried to do what I could to have a more toned butt. But me laying around and me doing cardio all day, losing weight. I'm happy I lost some weight though, y'all. Real quick. I weigh less than I did when I got pregnant. And I'm proud of myself. 6 months postpartum, I'm less than how much I weighed when I got pregnant. I'm happy. Congratulations to me. My butt has done nothing. I've seen changes in other parts of my body, not my butt. And it's because of me. It's because I do cardio all the time and I need to lift some weights. So if I'm going to walk past the mirror and lie and say, girl, your butt getting big, then I'm foolish. I'm foolish to even play and lie like that. No. But I want you to know with these affirmations, it's the same thing with blessings. The same thing when we talk about manifesting stuff. It's some stuff that we got to meet halfway. If not, we being naive. I say the same thing when it comes to people making vision boards or people want to manifest. What? How do you think it's working if you're not meeting things halfway? We got to put work in for, listen, if we don't like who we looking at, who the reflection that we see in the mirror, every day we're going to put some work in to change that narrative. And every day we're going to look in the mirror and tell ourselves that we're beautiful, we're worthy. I'm a great person. I have great qualities. I'm deserving of the love that I give to everybody else. And even if in the moments I don't believe that shit, every day I'm going to work towards proving to myself that it's true. Every day I'm going to take positive steps and proving to myself that the shit that I'm saying is true. And I mean it. And I'm going to look out for me, and I'm going to take care of me, and I'm not going to put myself in relationships and situations with people who have me second guessing who I am. That shit hurts so bad. To be in love or attached to people who make you feel unworthy, to make you feel like shit, to make you feel freaking... Girl, that damn TLC song, I'm pretty. I was a girl before I met you. Now I'm just stupid. Then I'll get back to me. It's because of you. Every time I think, it's because. How do words go? I wish I could tie you up in my shoes, make you feel I'm pretty too. I was told I was beautiful, but what did that mean to you? Look into the mirror, who's inside there? The one with the long hair. Same on me again today. Download that to y'all playlist too, y'all. Okay? Put that on the playlist. Because there's so many things that you thought was perfectly fine and you allowed this world to freaking convince you that it isn't. And let me tell you another thing. If you need to take a social media break too, that's okay. Because social media will be feeling like you, make you feel like you a broke, bald head, acne having, out of shape. I don't even know what else, girl. But social media will be on air playing tricks on you with all those people that's showing you the best parts of their life. It's so many times where I get on social media and get right off. Like, I don't need this negativity today. I'm going to the gym. I'm not about to be on here feeling out of shape today because everybody got a BBL or something. Nope. Won't be doing that to me and my self-esteem because today I feel wonderful. I feel beautiful and I feel like I look nice. I won't be allowing myself to, nope. So with the moving on, I don't feel like the question was really of moving on, but really getting through each day and how baby steps is still progress. So it's really not about moving on, but it's really about getting through. And let me tell y'all, when we leave in these toxic relationships and situations, if you feel like you might go back, if you feel like, well, Maui is so hard not to talk to them, not to text them. Let me tell you, I can miss somebody and not miss the disrespect. I can miss somebody and not miss how they treated me. I can miss somebody and still have no desire to reconcile. I can miss you and don't want shit to do with your ass. Nothing at all. You play me once, shame on you. You play me twice, the shame on my goddamn self. But we don't give people that opportunity to do exactly what they did again when they showed us who they are. And I know your ass ain't change. I know your ass ain't change. It take 21 days to build a new habit. You ain't been doing nothing for 21 days. I know you gonna be the exact same person that you was when I left, when I come back. And the only person that I'll be mad at is me. That's the only person I could be mad at when I go back, give you another chance, and you do the same shit to me again. I can't be mad at nobody else. So the goal right now for anybody that's listening in, every day I'm reminding myself of the qualities that I got, that I love myself. And even on the days when I don't believe it, I'm showing up for myself even more. I'm going out my way even more for myself. And I know eventually, even if I don't believe it right now, I will. Even if I don't know what the fuck I like about myself because it's too hard for me to tell and I hate everything about myself. I don't feel worthy. I don't feel loved. I don't feel like I got nobody in this world. I don't feel like nobody is ever there for me. I don't feel like I got no friends, no family, nobody I can lean on, nobody that I can talk to. I'm putting all of it on the plate of God. If that's how I'm feeling, then I'm giving all of my burdens to God. And I know it's his pleasure to show up for me. Because sometimes we be forgetting it. Sometimes we be so hooked up on worldly relationships with people. And people not showing up for me. And they not doing this. And they not. I could give all. On the days when I feel like freaking I don't got nobody. I know I could give all my burdens to God. I could go pray about this. And I know that we need human interactions and connections and stuff like that. But it's some weight that I don't want to carry this. Let me go pray about it. Let me go write in my journal and tell God what I'm feeling right now. so that maybe he could give me a sign or guide me. What do he need me to do? What do he need me to do with how I'm feeling? Because we talk about building relationships with everybody else. It's a relationship with God that would give us a lot of clarity too. If we worked on a relationship that we got with him, that would give us a lot of clarity with some of the things that we're going through. If we worked on a relationship with our own selves and was consistent with that relationship too, that would give us a lot of clarity. But we'd be so focused on all these other relationships that's going on. If I focus on myself, one thing I know, that's why I tell y'all, the more that you pour into yourself, your type and your taste in people will change. The things that you allow people to do to you, say to you, your standards, your expectations, all of those things will shift the more that you pour into yourself, because you'll start seeing yourself in a different light. And you'll start looking at the things that you deserve in a different light. I'm not letting nobody talk to me like that. Who the hell do you think he's talking to? I don't allow people to speak to me that way. I don't allow people to treat me that way. And I'm cutting people off when I express my boundaries and they say F it or they don't care. I don't have to settle. I don't have to compromise. I'm so sure and I'm so certain in who I am and what I bring that I don't have to settle for crumbs, because I know what I'm looking for exists. I know that it's out there. So telling yourself that a million times, 100,000 times if you got to. So that's the message for today. And I hope somebody needed to hear it. It's not moving on. We're getting through this together. And we all in it together. I want y'all to know that every episode on here gets over 10,000 listens. It's over 10. In the midst of you feeling like you all by yourself, it's over 10,000 people that's going to listen to this podcast and going to say, Maui, I really needed to hear that today. Thank you. It's over 10,000 people all over this world that be tuning in every week, listening to a podcast, going through the exact same thing that you're going through. People in different states tagging the page, leaving comments. A bunch of people going through the exact same thing. So in the moment that you're going through something and you feel like you all alone in it, know that I am not alone right now. I might feel that way, but I'm not. That really be the devil trying to convince you that you all in this world by yourself and nobody cares about you and nobody loves you. Like that'd be like that negative, dark spirit energy be trying to convince you that that's what it is, and it's not. And there's so many people that love you. So I want you to also tune into that emotion too. When you feeling like that, refocus your energy into something positive or maybe doing something that make you feel good. Because sometimes when we let our minds wander, we'll start going onto a really dark place emotionally of feeling that way and feeling negative and feeling bad. And I really be feeling like the mind doesn't realize that it's trying to play tricks on us. Because there's been times where I felt lonely and I don't have nobody, but I did have people. It's just I didn't feel comfortable enough with expressing myself or telling people how I feel or calling them or letting people show up for me. But it was never a time where I had absolutely no one. Even if I felt that way, it wasn't true. I just needed to express better on how people should show up for me the way I needed them to. I don't never want to feel like I have nobody and nobody loves me. People do love me. Even if you feel like nobody loves you, you got me though. Shit, I'm a good person to have. So don't you be acting like nobody care about you, because I care about you. Even if I ain't never met you, I care about y'all because y'all care about me. So know that it's mutual. Know that it's, we in this together. We like literally are on our healing journey. This never ending healing journey, and we doing it together. So I hope everybody have a good day. Don't let nobody mess up your day. Do some journaling today. Get you some sticky notes with some positive affirmations for yourself if that's what you need to do today. Figure out exactly how you are going to pour and show up for yourself. Figure out how am I going to make a plan to feel better about myself today than I did yesterday. Let's figure out a game plan and really like get something in place that we're going to do to start feeling better about ourselves. Whether it's going for walks every day, we're going to start going to the gym, maybe doing yoga, maybe freaking doing more reading, journaling, whatever it is. Let's really make a list down of things that we want to start doing so that we can start feeling better about ourselves. No excuses, y'all. No excuses. We allowed to be sad. We allowed to be in a bit. But listen, we eventually have to go live. So if you want to sit around and make excuses for yourself and why you can't do stuff, you're going to constantly meet people who also got excuses on why they don't treat you a certain way, or why they ain't talking to you a certain way, or why, because I don't want nobody playing with me, so I don't play with me. I don't want the bare minimum from nobody because I don't give myself the bare minimum. I'm showing up for myself in every aspect that I want others to show up for me. I want y'all to start taking yourself more seriously and stop fucking playing with yourselves all the time. That's why other people come into your life and think they could do the exact same thing. Start taking yourself more seriously. Letting people talk to you however they want to talk to you, treat you however they want to treat you, do shit to you and then come back. You forgive people a million hundred times just for them to come back and do the same shit. Start taking yourself more seriously. I didn't mean to yell. I didn't mean to yell. But you know, sometimes I just really get passionate. I hope everybody has a good day. Don't let nobody mess up your day, as I was saying before. If you haven't, go like and subscribe to the YouTube page, Maui the Writer. It's some advice on there. It's a birthing story on there. It's two other podcasts on there. Go check that out today, y'all. Y'all can always go in the softest life and use the softest life code, the softest code too, for 10% off your orders. Y'all really stressed me today, but I hope that y'all got what y'all needed. Maybe y'all got some confirmation or some clarity or something. I can't believe that I'm not even going to say y'all made me yell at y'all. That's really gaslighting. I can't believe that I allowed myself to get up to a place of so much passion that I spoke to you in that tone. I apologize for speaking to you in that way. That's how we hold ourselves accountable. I'm not apologizing because I don't feel like I did anything wrong. But if you have any type of confrontation with somebody this week, your partner, your friend, and you end up getting smart or raising your voice or speaking to them in a way that you're not proud of, there's nothing wrong with immediately apologizing and holding yourself accountable for your actions. It's very, very mature. It's very admirable and is something that you should really be proud of yourself. When you immediately hold yourself accountable, admit that you was wrong, and try to make a commitment to not do it again. Be more in control of our emotions so that we don't allow ourselves to get out of the character and do that to other people that we care about. So all in all, have a great day. I love y'all so much. And I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. And I will talk to y'all soon.